cycle go from death to life. Bring a harvest or a man's time.
Give me everything you've got, I'll take what I can get. I want to hear your story and be a part of it. Thank your father before you, his mother before him. Who would I be without you? Speak to me.
Speak to me.
Speak to me. Until your history's no mystery to me. Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Talk to me. Until the words run dry, we'll see eye to eye. I'll give everything I've got. Please take what I can give. Hear my story and be a part of it. Thank my father before me, his mother before him. Who would I be without you, without them?
Good morning, everybody. You are all listening to New Horizons on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so, so thrilled to be here with you guys on this beautiful Saturday morning. It is a little bit rainy, but you know, who doesn't love a little bit of rain? We had that nice little warm week a couple of weekends ago, and now we're kind of back on the rain thing, but that's just how spring in New England tends to be, and sometimes you have to be okay with that. So I have a lot of fun music planned for us today, and I'm pretty excited to share it with all of you. You know, it's just, there's a lot going on, so much new music just released, and I'm really excited to share with you guys some of the new releases that have been on my radar. So the way that today's playlist is sort of planned out is I have, like, what is going on? Let me think for a second. I have a couple of songs that are, oh my god, I'm so sorry. I'm like doing 10 things at once and I cannot focus on what I'm saying. So today's playlist is set up like this. I have a song playing and then the next song after that is like a new-ish release. So the song that you guys just heard was Without Me, Without You, Without Them by Boy Genius. Their record just came out, I think, at the end of March. So it's, you know, I haven't had a show in about a month, so it was a new release to the radio show, to New Horizons, which, you know, I think is pretty fun and cool. The next song that you guys are going to hear is End of Beginning by Joe. It's a song that I've been listening to a lot recently. I just really, really like this song. This song is not a new release, but the one after it will be. So I'm going to stop talking now and see if I can, like, I don't know, figure out my thoughts and collect my thoughts. That's what I was looking for, because clearly I'm a little bit scattered this morning. Didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. So, you know, we're here. We're doing it. We're doing our best. And today, our best begins with End of Beginning by Joe. Hope you guys really like this one.
Just one more tear to cry, one teardrop from my eye. You better save it for the middle of the night when things aren't black and white. And
Thinking about like kind of letting the music go for a little while, but I really wanted to come on and talk about that song that you guys just heard. So if you're just tuning in, welcome. This is New Horizons and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So I played That Boy Genius song. I just played End of Beginning by Joe, and then right after that the song that you guys just finished listening to was Couldn't Make It Up by Ben Howard. Ben Howard, boy oh boy, I love Ben Howard. I've loved Ben Howard for years. A friend of mine introduced him to me and I am just like, I've been obsessed ever since. How can you not be? He's a great musician. And he released an album at some point in 2022, I think, or maybe 2021, called Collections from the Whiteout, and it was one of my favorite albums It's one of my favorite albums still to this day. I love that album so much. And, you know, he's the kind of artist that kind of disappears for a while and then comes back every 3, 4, 5 years to release a new album. So I, after Collectors from the Whiteout came out in 2020, whatever, 2021 or 2022, I thought that we weren't going to get any Ben Howard for a little while. And then yesterday, he just announced a new album called Is It? And a single came out with the announcement of that album, and that was the song that you just heard. So that song came out like yesterday or the day before, and like I said, it's called Couldn't Make It Up, Ben Howard. I really love the direction that he's going in. That song reminds me for some reason of Toto, Africa by Toto. It has like kind of that 80s vibe that I think is really, really fun, and it's a new direction. It's different from anything that Ben Howard's ever done before. So if you know a couple of Ben Howard songs, which you probably do because he was a little bit famous, he had kind of like an Ed Sheeran era, but if you know any Ben Howard, now is the time to start listening to him again, because this album is going to be a banger. I already know it. I'm really, really excited. It's coming out in June, so you know, keep an eye out for that. All right, so the next song that I have planned for us today is an oldie, a real oldie. But I, again, the same friend that introduced me to Ben Howard also put this song on my radar pretty recently, and I've been really, really liking it so far. It's kind of in like the dad music category, but it's really lovely, really short. So I'm going to play Helplessly Hoping by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And then after that, we're going to get another new release from Karuk and Olivia Barton. Karuk just went super, super viral on like TikTok and Instagram for a song that they wrote called If I Were a Fish. And that's the song that I'm going to be playing today. But you guys have to get through Helplessly Hoping by Crosby, Stills, and Nash first. So I'm going to get that spinning. And I hope you guys really like the song. If you don't already know it, it's a really beautiful song. If you like Fleetwood Mac, you're really going to like this song, and you'll probably like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young as well. They're real fun, real cool, and I don't know what else to say about it. I hope you guys enjoy.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word, gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit, he runs, wishing he could fly, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even hello? Two alone, they are three together, they are for each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cause. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are for each other.
you caught me, you'd say, look at that fish shimmering in the sun. Such a rare one, can't believe that you caught one. If I were a fish and you caught me, you'd say, look at that fish, heaviest in the sea. You'd win first prize if you caught me. Why is everybody on the internet so mean? Why is everybody so afraid of what they've never seen? If I was scrolling through and I saw me flopping around and singing my song, I'd say, damn, they're cute, and sing along. If I were a rock, you would pick me up and say, that's a nice rock, skippiest on the lake. Plop, 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 I'm the perfect shape. And if I were a sock, you would put me on and say, that's a nice sock, happiest as a pear. I found you, now I'm not scared. Why is everybody on the internet so mean? Damn, they're cute, and sing along. How lucky are we? Of all the fish in the sea, you get to be you, and I get to be me. Just let them be me. We're as free as can be, to be the youest of you and the meanest of me. If I were a fish, do 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 do.
Like
Some classical music in the background, because why not? So what I have planned for us today is a PSA about walking instead of taking transport. Let me just get my stuff settled here, but we have some beautiful music playing in the background. I've never done this before, so we're just gonna see how it goes. I feel like it's weird for me to not have music talking, or to not have music running when I'm talking, but anyways, I need to get through this before the song runs out. So, public transit versus walking. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. This has been a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Wow, yes, use public transport. Or walk, actually. The weather is getting nicer, so you know, go outside when you can. And speaking of the weather, today I'm also doing a weekly weather report where I can set you guys up for the rest of the week with some knowledge about the weather. So today is Earth Day. Happy Earth Day, my friends. It is kind of a crummy day to have Earth Day, in my opinion. It's a little rainy and cloudy. Today is Saturday, of course. And with that cloudy weather, we're getting a high of 54 degrees and a low of 46. So 46, that's pretty high. Our lows at night are getting higher, which is kind of awesome. It's a signifier that spring is on its way in. Tomorrow, Sunday, we're going to see a little bit of rain, a high of 51 and a low of 46. On Monday, the rain continues with a couple of showers, a high of 56 and a low of 41 on Monday. On Tuesday, some more scattered showers, a high of 57. A little bit warmer and a low of 39. And then on Wednesday, the rain is starting to go away. We're seeing mostly cloudy, not a whole lot of rain though. 57 degrees for the high and 41 degrees for the low on Wednesday. On Thursday, it's going to be partly cloudy. Finally, we might get some sun this week. On Thursday, the high is 56 and the low is 42. And then it's going to get a little bit colder on Friday. Our low is going back down to 52. Our high is going back down to 52. And we're going to see the scattered showers come back. And then a week from today on Saturday, partly cloudy once again, hopefully setting us up for a little bit of sunshine early on next week. Next Saturday, the high is going to be 56 and the low is going to be 43. But that's okay. I can feel it getting a little warmer out. Today I left my house at 6:15 with just a sweatshirt on and some jeans, and I was pretty comfortable. So that's real nice. But yeah, I don't know. I figured if any day I'm going to start doing a weather report, then today might be the day. Earth Day might be the day. All right. I'm going to play one more song after this, and then I will come back and talk to you guys about all the music you just heard. But I just want to let this song finish up, this beautiful classical piece from my favorite movie, which I will reveal to you in a little bit. The next song that you're going to hear after this is Tessa Violet's Crush. All right, you guys, I hope you enjoy.
Can't focus on what needs to get done. I'm on notice, hoping that you don't run. You think I'm tepid, but I'm misdiagnosed. Cause I'm a stalker, I seen all of your posts. And I'm just tryna play it cool now. But that's not what I wanna do now. And I'm not tryna be with you now, you now. You make it difficult to not overthink. And when I'm with you, I turn all shades of pink. I wanna touch you, but don't wanna be weird. It's such a rush, I'm thinking, wish you were here. And I'm just tryna play it cool now. But that's not what I wanna do now. And I'm not tryna be with you now, you now. But I could be a crush, I could feel you for a rush, like hoping you text me so I could tell you I've been thinking about your touch, like touch, 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 touch. I could be a crush, 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 crush. I got a fascination with your presentation, making me feel like you're on my island, you're my permanent vacation. Touch, 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 touch. I could be a crush, 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 crush.
Sorry.
Fill my calendar with stuff I can do. Maybe if I'm busy, it could keep me from you. And I'm pretending you ain't been on my mind, but I took an interest in the things that you like. And I'm just tryna play it cool now. But that's not what I wanna do now. And I'm not tryna be with you now, you now. But I could be a crush, I could feel you for a rush, like hoping you text me so I could tell you I've been thinking about your touch, like touch, 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 touch. I could be a crush, 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 crush. I got a fascination with your presentation, making me feel like you're on my island, you're my permanent vacation. Touch, 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 touch. I could be a crush, 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 crush. And yeah, it's true that I'm a little bit intense, right? right. But can you blame me when you keep me on the fence like? And I've been waiting, hoping that you'd wanna text like. Text like.
That's what I was born to do.
And yeah, it's true that I'm a little bit intense, right? But can you blame me when you keep me on the fence like? And I've been waiting, hoping that you'd wanna text like.
Hey!
Text like. Ugh. And I'm just tryna play cool now, but that's not what I wanna do now. And I'm not tryna be with you now, you know. But I could be a crush, like, throw you for a rush, like, hoping you text me so I could tell you I've been thinking about your touch, like, touch, 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 touch. I could be a crush, 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 crush. I got a fascination with your presentation, making me feel like you're on my island.
Okay, so that was a lot. There was a lot that just happened, and I'm sorry, but I've been quite scattered this morning. We already know this, and I don't know what's going on. I'm just playing it by ear. I'm doing some new things, trying new things, and I think that's really beautiful. But anyways, wow. So I played a whole lot of songs before the PSA. A whole lot was going on. As always, you can see my playlists on Spotify. My Spotify username is probably Kayla. No punctuation or anything, no capital letters. It's just probably Kayla. And the profile picture is a picture of me and my cat. I publish my playlists after every show, so this one will be up as soon as I close out for the day. But I'm going to run through quickly the playlist of all the songs that you just heard. So last time we really spoke about the music. We were talking about Helplessly Hoping by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And then we also talked about If I Were a Fish by Karuk and Olivia Barton. I love that song. I think it's real sweet. I think it's real cute. And I think they wrote it as a song to like help them cheer up. And I don't know about you guys, but that song really gets me excited to be alive. It makes me feel really good about myself. It's just really sweet and simple. And I just really, really, really like it. So that was If I Were a Fish by Karuk and Olivia Barton. After that, we heard Brighton by Half Alive. I love Half Alive, and I'm seeing them in concert next week. They're coming to House of Blues, and I'm really, really excited to see Half Alive in concert. It's going to be really, really fun. If you guys haven't heard their new album, Conditions of a Punk, go listen to it. It's fabulous. And then after that, another new release from Foo Fighters. This is... they just also announced an album, I think, this week. I'm not sure. I'm not really, like, super, super connected to Foo Fighters. They're not super on my radar all the time. But when I see a new release, I listen to it. And I really like this new release. It's called Rescued. It's a single off of their upcoming album. It's really, really good. And this is the first, I think, the first song that they've released since their... a drummer passed away at some point, I think last year or early this year. So, you know, there's a lot happening in the Foo Fighters world right now. And I'm just, they're still making really good music. And I feel very fortunate that I exist in the same world as Foo Fighters. And then you heard Crush by Tessa Violet, a classic. If you have ever had a crush, that is the song for you, obviously. And then I also earlier did like a kind of a weather report in my PSA. I played some music under it, some classical music, which I've never done before, and I hope it worked out. I'm not sure exactly how everything sounds on your listening end, but the song that I played under my voice for that was House of Woodcock by Johnny Greenwood. Johnny Greenwood, if you don't know, is I think he's one of the members of Radiohead, which is pretty cool, but he wrote... I think he wrote all of the original motion picture soundtrack for my favorite movie, Phantom Thread. If you haven't seen Phantom Thread, it's like a historical drama, historical fiction, about a dressmaker and like this love, this relationship that he has with this woman that he met at a restaurant. And it's a really weird movie. I will fully admit to that. It is a strange movie, to say the very, very least. But it's just beautiful to look at. The music is stunning. The acting is incredible, and it's my favorite movie, one of my all-time favorite movies. So if you haven't seen Phantom Thread, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, you should go watch it. It's really amazing. And I think that's all I really wanted to talk about to you right now. If you guys didn't hear me at the very beginning, if you're just tuning in or tuned in kind of like in the middle of that weird thing that was going on where I like didn't really actually know what was going on, today's playlist is kind of set up where I'm playing a new song that just released within the past 6 months or so. Most of them are more recent than that, but you know, new release, and then kind of an older song or song that's been out for a little bit longer than that. So I played Crush by Tessa Violet, which came out in 2019. So that was our like quote unquote older one for the day, or for, I guess, this couple of minutes. Next up, I have Visions by Hannah Brianne. I saw Hannah Brianne at open for Eliza McLamb at a concert at the Sinclair. And Hannah Brianne is just really a really, really good songwriter. And I really like her stuff. She's just starting out, real small indie artist, but she's doing a great job. And this song is really, really, just really good, propping up to be one of my favorites of the year. So this is Visions by Hannah Brianne. It just came out this on Thursday night, I think Friday, Friday morning, 12 a.m. But yeah, it's called Visions. Very, very great song, and I hope you guys like it. And then there'll be a couple more after that, and then I will be able to close this out. All right, Visions by Hannah Brianne. Hope you guys like it.
Thank you. caress his hand. It softly wakes the water with readiness to serve.
Song so much. It makes me feel really good in my soul. It just nourishes my soul. And my theme for this year is doing things that just feel good for my soul, and listening to that song is one of them. Okay, so I played Visions by Hannah Brienne. I played Knowing Me, Knowing You by ABBA. God, what a good song. What a good band. ABBA, I love you. If you're listening, they're not, but I played Knowing Me and Knowing You by ABBA, and then the song that we just finished listening to was Manies by Matt Corby. Matt Corby is someone that I've been following for quite a while, because I heard his song Brother, which is a very different vibe from the one that we just listening to, but he put out an album earlier this year called Everything's Fine, and I listened to the full thing the full way through the first time when I took myself on a little date to the Boston Aquarium, and I heard Manies while I was standing in front of the tube in the center of the aquarium, and all the fish were going by and I was by myself, and it was just a very surreal experience to be at the aquarium by myself listening to this song. I don't know why, it's like the perfect aquarium song. Yeah, I really like it. I have two more songs for us today. I have Call You Out by Miel. You know, Miel is real funny. If you guys have ever seen that Vine... Can't believe I am going to recite this Vine on the radio, on live on radio. The Vine that's like, actually, Megan, I can't sit anywhere. I have hemorrhoids. Anyways, that Vine, her name on Vine was Miel Monster, and she has now stepped away, I think, from doing like the skit things, and she does more of her just more music. And so she's been putting out music for a little while. This song just came out a couple of days ago. It's called Call You Out by Miel. Real fun song. And then I'm going to close us out with a song called Vivir Sin Ti. It's in Spanish by Nico Play. Nico Play is a member of one of my, one of my favorite bands called Camp Howard. Hello. I saw Camp Howard for the first time. They opened for my actual favorite band, Illiterate Light, but they were really, really good. They have a very wide range of music. Camp Howard is a great, great, great band. And if you don't listen to Camp Howard, you absolutely should. They are amazing. But Nico, one of the vocalists for Camp Howard and guitarists, has broken off and started doing his own thing. I don't know if he'll ever return to Camp Howard and make music. They haven't released music as a band in quite a while, but Nico Play is his name, like his stage name now, and he does music, a lot of like acoustic music in Spanish, which I think is really, really cool. But yeah, so I'm doing Call You Out by Miel and then Vivir Sin Ti by Nico Play. And then I'm going to have to leave you guys, so I won't be talking to you again after this, but I've had so much fun on this show. I haven't had a show in a month, and I just really needed to be in the studio playing music for you guys. It's one of my favorite things to do, so thank you so much for tuning in today. This is KK Slider on New Horizons, and you have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here is Call You Out by Miel. I hope you guys have an incredible rest of your weekend, and if you can catch even an ounce of sunlight this week, you should absolutely do so. All right. I will see you guys again, hopefully in 2 weeks. Bye.
Todo lo que tienes enfrente se desaparece.